This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Show. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got a special report on Barack Obama we're about to air that's very important, and the secret bypass he's engaged in to bring in the illegals, part of a larger globalist plan. Then when we come back, the economic news, the geopolitical news, the political news is all incredibly important. James O'Keefe is back with a new undercover video where the college, again, discovers pocket constitutions and is assuring people that they'll shred the evil immediately, and they're so sorry for the hate crime. Camille Paglia says that transgender mania is a symptom of the West cultural collapse and more. It's all coming up, but here's John Bowne's latest report.
Mushrooming numbers of displaced people across the globe have now reached levels higher than at any time in recorded history. The New York Times reports the United Nations claims that nearly 60 million people have been driven from their homes by war and persecution, an unprecedented global exodus that has burdened fragile countries with waves of newcomers and littered deserts and seas with the bodies of those who died trying to reach safety. Europe is being transformed overnight by the sovereign decimating socialist policies spearheaded by the EU immigration invasion leading German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Merkel recently bent to the wave of immigration critics when she voiced support for transit zones that would serve to send refugees from safe countries of origin packing. Of course, the damage has already been done to many parts of Europe. For example, the small village of Sumpty, Germany, population 102, is expected to take in 750 refugees, a metaphor for the transformative collision course now underway. Meanwhile, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is attributing the source of the soft invasion of cultural devastation to billionaire George Soros and his circle of activists. Bloomberg reports Soros fired back, claiming Prime Minister Orban treats the protection of national borders as the objective and the refugees as an obstacle. Soros said, "Our plan treats the protection of refugees as the objective and national borders as the obstacle." Back in the United States, President Obama, a key member of Soros' activist circle, has been quietly pursuing a four-option plan to allow work permits to illegals. Regardless of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals injunction in order to review the constitutionality of Obama's DHS enforcement nullification initiatives, The Hill reports a leaked memo reveals the first option as providing EADs, or employment authorization documents, or work permits, to all individuals living in the United States, including illegal aliens, visa overstayers, and H-1B guest workers, while Option 4 provides EADs only to those on certain unexpired non-immigration visas. Giving EADs to any of the covered individuals, however, is in direct violation of Congress's Immigration and Nationality Act and works to dramatically subvert our carefully wrought visa system. These plans to issue work permits to DAPA and expanded DACA programs were challenged by 26 states and frozen by Texas federal judge Andrew Hanen. But that isn't stopping Obama, who has a phone and a pen. A president hell-bent on awarding 12 million people that have violated our immigration laws and introduced waves of criminal activity into the United States, similar to the skyrocketing crime-laden hidden hell pit over in Europe. A carefully executed media-biased, sovereign-shocking ocean of non-naturalized immigrants with zero knowledge of the laws and culture of the new lands they are now inhabiting, demanding to be met with the promise of a new life that doesn't exist. The Cloward-Piven strategy to break the back of the welfare system, in turn forcing a new world order-led socialist regime offering a guaranteed annual income, is accelerating. 2016 is shaping up to be the year President Obama completely takes the gloves off, destroying the sovereignty and ignoring the checks and balances of our government with impunity, while his European counterparts lead the way. John Bowne for InfoWars.com.
know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I tend to say this 3 or 4 times a week when the show starts, but it's true. The news just gets more intense, more revealing, more insane, more over the top. And then on the streets, I see a mirror of the craziness. So it's not just media trying to be sensational. So many times there'll be incredible reports of just over-the-top stuff happening, but if it's what the establishment wants, they'll report it like it's a good thing. Child taken from parents because parents wouldn't let 7-year-old wear a dress. You know, stuff like that. Or school gives children inoculations without parents' consent. Or school watches children at home on their laptops. No one gets in trouble. And today, it is just completely over the top. There's a Infowars.com story that's up on DrudgeReport.com. Verizon begins scanning and censoring customer emails with political correctness. They read your emails with computers, NSA-style keyword, and then it won't let you send words that are politically incorrect or things it considers to be illegal. Now, remember, this is the government systems interface with major phone company controlling what you say and what you do. And remember, just last week, the Chinese government Facebook and others came out and said they were looking at censoring your post in live time, not even letting you post it to be removed. Huge news, Infowars.com. And it ties in with this Forbes article. Microsoft admits Windows 10 automatic spying cannot be stopped. And they just admit everything you do is being spied on. We're going to cover that. This is literally two articles out of more than 150 stories I have, each one more insane than the next, each one more revealing than the next. James O'Keefe is back with the Veritas Project. We're going to play this in just a few minutes. Not one, but two prestigious colleges caught saying, shred the Constitution and acting like they found a 40-foot cobra in the school and then actually shredding the document. We posted this yesterday on Infowars.com. WorldNet Daily's got their own article out today. College caught shredding Constitution in undercover video. And the reason O'Keefe did this is obviously all over the country, libertarian, conservative groups try to hand out constitutions, free ones, and they get arrested in many cases. And we have that famous video from Squad Car in Virginia from the year 2000 in my film Road to Tyranny. We put like 6-7 minutes of it in the film, a 3-hour film, for context, and there's a checkpoint. This woman with no criminal record, Navy veteran, they go, we want to search your car. And she goes, no, you can't do that without a warrant. I go, are you looking for a criminal? No, this is just a license check. So they take her out of the car. They go in the trunk, and they find a Patriot Games, a Steve Pachinik slash Tom Clancy movie. And the two state police start hyperventilating like they found a dead baby, a rotten baby. They did everything but throw up. And they go, oh, we got a Patriot, Patriot. And you're watching it, and it's like Monty Python, but it's real. Then they find one of my videos, Police State 2000. Then they find a pocket constitution. And they start going, it's one of them. It's one of them. She's with an extremist group. Is it like the Klan? And then the one in charge goes, that may be what she's talking about, her rights. That may, she might be allowed to have that. I mean, whoa. These guys, in my view, probably had 80 IQs. Maybe. Maybe. But they, and I'm serious, but they'd been brought in and brainwashed to a level that was just insane. I mean, you show them a pocket constitution, it's like showing Count Dracula a giant silver cross at high noon. I mean, you're talking screaming with fear. And a normal person watches this, and you're like, what? And then you see these videos all over the country. And again, it's progressive police who've been put through the Soviet-style brainwashing. Most police know what's going on this subject and are not going along with it, but because for those that are already half awake, being called into a meeting and having the Southern Poverty Law Center, or ADL, badmouth the founding fathers and badmouth the Gadsden flag and badmouth gun ownership and badmouth veterans and Christians and evangelicals, we have all the training manuals. We're the ones that break most of them. We get sent them by law enforcement, by peace officers, and people didn't used to believe us when we get these documents. Now, of course, it's like, yeah, everybody knows that. And they sit there with a straight face. Let me just cover this first before I get into all the other news. College caught shredding Constitution in undercover video. James O'Keefe's latest undercover video shows professors at two prestigious private universities openly disparaging and in one case shredding the U.S. Constitution. Project Veritas O'Keefe undercover journalism unit sent a female journalist disguised as a student to Vassar College in New York and to Oberlin College in Oberlin, Ohio. She got comments and commitments from leadership at each to shred the Constitution, and in the case of Vassar, Project Veritas undercover camera actually captured the shredding. Kelly Grabb, assistant director of Equal Opportunity at Vassar College, was captured on video saying, yes, I think we have a shredder in the front office there. Do you want to do it with me? And the woman's very excited. This is a religious moment to desecrate it. The incident unfurls when the undercover PV journalist relates her personal story of being confronted on campus with someone handing out copies of the Constitution. Let's play about a minute and a half, a full unedited video of two different colleges foaming at the mouth like they again have seen. Well, I described it as a 14-foot cobra, 40-foot cobra. I mean, people act like a giant snake has come into their office and fanned open its head, and fangs are out dripping with neurotoxin. This is mass mental illness. This is total breakdown of society. But remember, it's not an accident. Now the controlled left at the top wants to go, this is really screwy. This is weird political correctness. Gee, we're going to try to do something about it. Our plan is working perfectly. These people are total Soviets. Let's go to the clip. Here it is.
They were handing the Constitution out on campus. I didn't think that this would happen, but I realized that the Constitution is kind of a trigger for me. Overall, I see it just as a really oppressive document. I mean, I'm like scared to walk around campus and see the Constitution. Like, is there like a shredder or something? I think it might be like really therapeutic to see that.
Yep, I think we have a shredder in the back office there. Did you want to do it with me?
Yeah, I could watch.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
The Constitution in everyday life causes people pain.
Shredders that I could use.
A shredder.
Which obviously isn't perfect, but the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence are even better. And they're the best thing ever produced. Tyrants everywhere hate it. That's why they attack it constantly. Remember, read the Atlantic article, 28 pages, The Coddling of the American Mind. They admit that liberals, this is liberals, the top liberal publication probably in the country after New Yorker or the New York Times, this is what the elitists read, admitting that their children and everyone they know are now denouncing them and are control freaks and basically have panic disorders when they see anything. Brown paper bags, complex words, any arguments. All they can do is just run around screaming in fear. And remember, conservative governors and legislatures in the South are banning the Confederate flag from state houses. They're removing the state flags. And they are pulling down statues, and they are arresting rednecks that drive around obnoxiously with rebel flags and charging them with terrorism in Georgia. 15 counts of terrorism for displaying the flag with a straight face because a bunch of black people are at the park screaming, it's a threat, it's a threat. Now, meanwhile, we have a new video out of Salt Lake City. The police say could be a hate crime, and it's these drunk 20-somethings coming out of a Garth Brooks concert, and a bunch of black guys come over to them with their little gangster white accomplices and start just beating them up because they have a rebel flag. And, the only people wimpier than these white guys, only people wimpier than these black guys are the white guys. I mean, you talk about wimpy punches and bad kicks. I mean, I don't want to get in fights, but I almost dream of guys like this starting to fight with me. I mean, it would be within 30 seconds they'd be crawling for their lives. And I mean crawling for their lives. I mean, it is just unbelievable to see how wimpy men are today. And I mean, the white guys are just the most pathetic wimps I've ever seen. The black guys are like 2% less wimpy. I mean, this is truly pathetic. That'd have been me. Your head would have been ground to that concrete so fast, your brains would have been all over the pavement. You'd be lucky if you weren't on a respirator for the rest of your life. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
I'm your masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls.
So, college cops shredding Constitution undercover video. Even WorldNet Daily's headline isn't strong enough. Neither was ours. It's actually two colleges shred Constitution. They only catch it on video on one, but the college admits they did shred the Constitution at the other. Meanwhile, we've got mixed news on the whole Tranny Mania. Houston bathroom bill. Voters reject LGBT ordinance that men can go into women's bathrooms and that men can go into theirs. You have to build special bathrooms and all the rest of this. And you'll walk into a place to get your hair cut now, and they'll be like, sorry, we don't have transgender bathrooms yet, but we will. And it's just like, hey, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the galaxy. NASA just came out with top physicists and said they believe that there are other parallel universes. You know, there are some other, it's just there are other things other than trannies, other than men in dresses. But Illinois district violated transgender students' right, says boys who think they're girls can go in the girls' locker rooms when they're changing clothes and take their clothes off with them. That's the New York Times. See, because they can get away with that, they can get away with anything. It's the collapse of civilization. It's the destruction of the family. It has nothing to do with somebody's sexual preference. It is about messing with everyone and making everyone adopt this particular lifestyle. And prominent feminist, lesbian Camille Paglia, who's been writing for decades about the collapse of civilization and just the facts of life, that when you see massive attacks on men, massive attacks on family, it will be the collapse of civilization. But this is by design. Powerful article, CNS News reported on her article, Paglia, transgender mania is a symptom of the West cultural collapse. Well, so is saying Germans can't drink beer at Oktoberfest because it offends the Muslims. I'm open. I'm not against Muslims. I want them to be able to have their life as long as they don't infringe on mine. And a lot of Muslims don't want to infringe on our lifestyles, whatever they may be, conservative, liberal, libertarian. But they're being bullied and controlled by radical Islam that is becoming the dominant Islam. And there have been periods when Islam was totally about the sword and periods when it wasn't. It's a very diverse history. But it was born out of the sword, and the Quran says it's about the sword. And then people try to deny this with political correctness. Paglia, transgender mania is a symptom of the West cultural collapse. Nothing better defines the decadence of the West to the jihadists than our toleration of open homosexuality and transgender mania now. Play that clip.
Sex reassignment surgery, even today, with all of its advances, cannot in fact change anyone's sex. Okay, you can define yourself as a trans man or a trans woman, as some one of these new gradations along the scale. But ultimately, every single cell in the human body, the DNA in that cell, remains coded for your biological birth. So there are a lot of lies being propagated at the present moment. Okay, which I think is not in anyone's best interest. Okay, what I'm concerned about is the popularity and the availability of sex reassignment surgery. So it's someone who is feeling doesn't feel that he or she belongs to the biological birth and gender. People are being encouraged to intervene in the process. So parents are now encouraged to subject the child to procedures that I think are a form of child abuse. So either the hormones to slow puberty.
You're chopping off at 18.
Actual surgical manipulation, etc. I think that this is wrong, that people should wait until they're of an informed age of consent. Parents should not be doing this to their children. And I think that even in the teenage years it's too soon to be making this leap. People change, people grow, and people adapt. Now I'm concerned that again about this. In fact, in my study of history in sexual personae, I'm always talking about the late phases of culture, and this is I was always drawn to the late or decadent phase of culture.
Oscar
Wilde is one of the great exponents of that in the late 19th century. He's one of my strongest influences from my earliest years, and I found in my study that history is cyclic. And everywhere in the world, you find this pattern, in ancient times, that as a culture begins to decline, you have an efflorescence, of transgender phenomena, That is a symptom of cultural collapse, So rather than people singing the praises of the humanitarian liberalism, that allows all of these transgender possibilities, to appear and to be encouraged, I would be concerned about how Western
That's
culture
right. We'll be back with more of it on the other side. But the globalists want collapse.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home-run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Governments responsible. Death falls 100,000 people. Here we are.
Several party members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
We're interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, for the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on!
It is a big idea. A new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him.
I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is Alex Jones, and I am your host. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are now well into this worldwide transmission. Let me tell you about some of the guests that are coming up today. We have Stephen Mosier, the head of the major global organization that tracks true population trends, pop.org. And he, of course, has talked to the Chinese government and many others and helped actually get them to reverse their one-child policy, which is now causing their economy to basically collapse in the midterm. Because if you don't have 2.1 to 2.2 children to replace those that die, then the society starts to unravel and collapse. We need stable population, not reduced population. There's also been a state ruling here in Central Texas. We have a constitutional lawyer coming in to talk about it for 30 minutes at the end of the show, or the end of the 3 hours I host, where the Austin Police Department, an officer shot a black man that was running from what he believed to be a scene of a bank robbery. He was not the bank robber. And the police officer shot him in the back, and basically the state court threw it out, citing federal supremacy. And said that we can't try someone that kills someone. The feds have to. Now, let's get past whether this was right or wrong. And it looks like a really bad thing to me. Regardless of that, this is local government saying the feds are the ones that decide everything. So this is essentially federalization. And that's what this is all about. The feds, if you'll just let them decide everything, I'll let police shoot whoever they want and basically get away with it. But they've got to go along with all the other political agendas of the globalists. If they don't go along with it, they will then white glove inspect the police and arrest them for their speech, you name it, or for even shooting somebody that pulls a gun on them. So this is how they're taking over local police departments. We're going to be talking about that coming up. I want to finish up with the Camille Paglia clip. We played the first half of it. And then there's several articles that are linked to in the story on Infowars.com where she elaborates on it. But whether it was ancient Greece or Rome or Babylon or China, in every culture, when men start to behave like women and men start to dress like women, that is done in the final phase before a total collapse. And Paglia came out and said that transgender mania is a symptom of the West culture collapse. Let's go back to the clip where we left it off. Here it is.
itself to the world. In fact, these phenomena are inflaming the irrational, indeed borderline psychotic opponents of Western culture in the form of ISIS and other jihadists, etc. Okay? Nothing more, better defines the decadence of the West to the jihadists, okay, than our toleration of open homosexuality and this transgender mania now. Okay? I think that any vision of the future, the futurists from the science fiction of the late 19th century into the 20th century, usually they have projected that men and women in distant space, okay, will start to conform to each other in gender. And you see that in Star Wars. Gender seems to start to be erased. Men and women are working side by side, almost as units in a machine. There's something mechanical about it. This shaving away of gender differences. Okay. Yes. More and more, the masculine is seen as somehow retrograde.
That's right. She realizes there's a scientific attack on men, and she knows a lot more than she's letting on. I'll just leave it at that. She's a smart lady. She studied history. And she is for people to have equality and freedom and for people not to be abused. But you've got to defend masculinity because that is the bipolar heart of humanity. The feminine and the masculine together make humanity. That is our journey together over thousands of years, over the eons, our struggles. And women have done things to men, men have done things to women. But to then have the species turn against itself is the end of the species as we know it. And the social engineers, the social Darwinists, the transhumanist eugenicists have written countless books that we've reviewed, we've covered, we've quoted, I've made films admitting this plan. And she's trying to get folks to think. She's a smart professor. So she's giving them little hints. Like, it's almost like it's a machine. It's almost like they're stripping something away. It's almost like we're being dehumanized. We're side by side working like prisoners. That's right. The globalists are jealous of that connection between men and women. They don't like the love humans have for each other. Brotherhood, kinship, fatherhood, motherhood. Male bonding, they're going after rituals of men bonding. They're going after rituals of women bonding. The globalists admit in their own plans, in Brave New World Revisited, nonfiction, that Brave New World, written in 1932, go read that book 90 years later. 90 years later. Brave New World. Almost 90 years later. And you go read that, and it's almost all come true in ways. And Huxley explained in 62 before he died, as I've said many times, I've played the interview here, an hour-long speech at Princeton, hour-long speech at Berkeley, excuse me, he did one at Princeton as well. And he said, no, my brother runs the UN. This is the eugenics plan. We call it transhumanism. And once we mix up the sexes and put chemicals in the food and water, then we're going to feminize men, make women masculine, but then we're going to mix the two, and then we're going to have a planned species, and you're going to be asexual. You're all going to have shaved heads. You're going to wear gray uniforms. And you're like, I've heard of that. I saw that in the movie THX-113A, which George Lucas admits is his version of Brave New World. So we're getting messed with here because the only way to conquer humanity, humanity will always resist you. The only way to conquer humanity once and for all is to end humanity as we are known, as we have been. And that's why the major textbooks that we've covered here across the United States admit and say the family belongs to the bygone archaic era and is barbarous and must be phased out and finally eradicated. Yes, we can have a centralized computer-run system with robot police dominating and controlling what's left of a subboid human population that only exists for the technocratic elite to play with, like a cat plays with a wounded mouse with a broken back. The ritualized domination of humanity, the trampling of humanity, and the being trampled. To quote George Orwell, you think Winston is progress towards a better engine or a faster rocket or better food production or cleaner water, better health, more clothing, more shelter. More culture, beauty. No, Winston, we're an ugly culture. We're a culture that's going to run you over, and we're going to be run over. You look at me, Winston, with black circles around my eyes and my wrinkles and how unhealthy I look. But the fact that I'm unhealthy and dominated shows the vigor of the parasite spirit we have created, the demonic force we feed, our God of death and humiliation and suffering. You want an image of the future, Winston? It's a big black bloody boot stomping on the human face forever, conquering humanity for Satan. I add a little bit to what O'Brien says to Winston. But I think you get the mode. I think you might be in the mood now. Imagine the social turmoil. It's meant in elementary schools and intermediate and middle schools and high schools to have confused boys whose parents give them all these Prozac drugs and high fructose corn syrup and video games all day to decide that they want to get attention dressing up like a girl and go in the bathroom. Truth is, you can just put dark eye makeup on and act upset and alluring, and you'll have all the women chasing you around. Something like that for 30 years. I didn't have to do that, but the point was, with guys that did that, it was all a big joke. I'd sit around laughing with them in college, too. So if you want to do that, don't dress in a dress and go in there, you know, wearing a dress with a little cherry pattern on it or a cupcake pattern on it with, you know, curlers in your hair. Just, you know, dress in black and act alluring like you're a vampire. You know, that'll get the 14-year-old girls all day long, 15-year-old girls if you want. But no, imagine 14-year-old girls, they're in the, not the restroom, but in the gym. And there's a guy in there with long hair, and he's got the same hormones. He's attracted to women. Let me tell you, half these so-called gay guys, you look at the anthropology, they're getting more girls, more dates than the straight guys. It's all bull in most of these cases. And it's a way to then get in the middle of the school, make a huge scene out of everything. People complain, and now it makes the whole talk of the school how three or four guys are in the girls' locker room now, and you're going to make the school and make the parents submit to it. And then it becomes the big issue in the school, and now it's not reading, writing, arithmetic, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, science, exploration. No, it's all, I'm transgender. And of course, you don't see girls doing aggressive stuff like this. There's almost no cases of women claiming they're boys, and they want to be in with the boys. No, the women that think they're boys, they want to be in with the girls, too. I mean, let's get real. Everybody wants to be in with the girls, don't they? Because they are the progenitor of life. They are the magic creatures. They are the heart of the civilization. They have twice the DNA a man has. So a guy saying he's a girl, sorry, you don't have mitochondrial DNA. Don't have it. You're not even the full species. Women are. But you won't hear one word from the fake feminist about this because they tell women they love them because they want to control them and keep them on that reservation real close to them so they can destroy you. The truth is women, out of their mitochondrial DNA, they now have proven this, will release new genetics, which are actually old genetics, for key times and will decide the sex at the embryonic level and what to activate in the male that's going to be created that comes out of the woman, out of the earth, out of God's creation. How magic is that to defend women? Men are a weapon of women. Men are here to serve women. Men are here to die and build for women. Men are nothing but the entire defense mechanism of not just in mammals, but in all major species. And there are some roles in some species where the women act as defenders as well. The point is, the idea that men and women are in competition is a sick joke. And the fact that men treat women bad and don't know how to get women's affection shows how stunted and destroyed they are because there weren't men in the house to show them how a man acts and to show them what women want. It's pathetic. I'm done ranting on that subject. When we come back, and I'll get more to that later, Big Brother news, fight over Confederate flag decal could be investigated as hate crime. We'll show you the footage of your TV viewer, the crowd of your radio listener. Ghost war in Syria, Russian Spetsnaz facing U.S. Army Special Forces. There's bound to be shooting is the headline. A lot of good news is socialist gun grabbers and others lose election around the country. San Francisco sheriff known for sanctuary city defense loses re-election bid. Gun grabbers pushing with Bloomberg money are failing everywhere. But don't think we're winning the whole war. We're winning some battles, but they're going to probably blow up some buildings and blame it on us, so get ready for that. Enemy fighters coming in. Watch your six. All right, continuing briefly. A bunch of really big specials in today, and that is the Oxy Powder and Liver Shield Cleanse Pack, 25% off. It ends today, 2 o'clock. You have 2 hours and 10 minutes. At 2 o'clock, it will be taken down. I should take it down earlier because it's probably going to sell out like by next week. We've already sold most of it. But that's all available, InfoWarsLife.com. The free shipping and 10% off herbal food ends today, 2 o'clock Central, 2 hours, 10 minutes from now. The free shipping and 10% off, well, the free shipping ends. We'll still have 10% off on all the water filtration systems, but the free shipping, that ends at 2 o'clock today as well. And we have a new special, ladies and gentlemen, that we're launching today because the old specials are ending. Brain Force, a huge 25% off sale. We set out to make the ultimate low-cost brain pill with known compounds that don't artificially hype you up, but that give your brain the metabolic fuels it needs. Several of the ingredients in here are prescription in Europe. We've never done this before. 25% off Brain Force, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139 to find the high-quality storable foods, water filters, Hillary for prison shirts that are limited edition, and more. InfoWarsStore.com. We are the InfoWar. We are patriots. We love life. We're excited.
This hour of GCN brought to you by LeCig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquids, e-cig refills, car chargers, and starter kits. Kick some ash with LeCig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit LeCig.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Yes, sister.
way, is going back to the Republic, which is forward, which is the latest best system, proven to work the best. I didn't know you had any feelings. But instead, we live in a scientific dictatorship. We actually live in the latter third, the beginning of the third act. And now things will move a lot faster. And those that have been in denial about the type of tyranny we are facing will be brought face to face with what their denial has helped give birth to. You know, I want to get into all the big police state news. Britain wants every website people visited recorded. That's already done. It's worldwide standardization. Verizon begins scanning and censoring customer emails. Telecom giant, known for trying to block news on the internet. Just incredible. Incredible. Microsoft admits Windows 10 automatic spying cannot be stopped. Forbes. But you know what? I want to finish up with the transgender stuff, because if you want to kill fire ants or you want to get rid of some other, quote, invasive insect, you don't spray them with poison. Now, the University of A&M has developed a lot of these systems. You create stuff that confuses the sexual activities of the mosquito, the fire ant, whatever you're targeting, the hookworm. And that's how you basically can exterminate a species. And that's what they've done. This has all been tested incrementally. They've got jets spraying barium salts on people and radioactive isotopes, and the soil's getting radioactive. I mean, we're in a very advanced system. And I just think folks should become aware of the fact you are being targeted, whether you deny it or not. It's still going on. But we've got Houston voters rejecting non-discrimination measure. These are conflicting votes and then also rulings. And then U.S. school violated transgender student rights. Let's play the Houston news first. Here it is.
One of the biggest objections we had was the fact that this ordinance allowed biological males, even registered sex offenders, who on any given day identified as a female, to go into a female restroom, shower, or locker room. If that business owner said no, that business owner could be prosecuted. We felt that was just plain wrong. The Houstonians, I believe, felt that was just plain wrong.
This shows that the liberal leftist ideas of the Democrats, led by this mayor and led by Hillary Clinton, are going to be rejected, not just by Republicans, but by Democrats who came out against this. It's just common sense and common decency. We don't want men in women's ladies' rooms.
Enough.
It had nothing to do with
it. I'm going to come back and play the other clip to show you where Illinois is at. But think about it. They have signs up saying no men in women's bathrooms. One of the most famous so-called trannies in national history lived here in Austin and died a few years ago. And I was on Access TV 18 years ago, and he had a show. And they would go in the men's bathroom, the women's bathroom. They were obsessed with bathrooms, he and his girlfriends. And, I mean, they would take drugs in there, vomit all over the place, do other stuff in there. And they got kicked out. And they said, you're against us because we're transgender. And they said, no, you're vomiting everywhere. They would vomit in there almost every week. And all the liberals all celebrated the vomit and the everything else. I'm not kidding. He had a big beard. He had a slobber coming out of his mouth. And they all would just bow to him because they want to make humanity hideous. Their God is hideous ugliness. And that's why they worshipped him. But hey, don't think we won in Houston. They've got our kids. They're teaching five-year-olds right now to bow down to Leslie Cochran here in Austin.